How might this idea get us farther down the solar power adoption path as a country?
That's a good question, a difficult question. I think in Texas, for example, we have like plenty of land, right, where we could install acres and acres of solar facilities, but they may not be in areas where there's interconnection available or readily available. So along the
proximity to the grid, in other words?
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
The right of way goes all through Texas and it goes through locations where people live and where utilities already have facilities and where the connection to the grid is a lot easier to achieve. So from that perspective, that area of land is already more desirable to develop.
To add to that, so I focus mostly on the rules and regulations, but you know, the things that we have in place right now in most states are focused on residential use primarily, residential use of solar panels and that sort of thing.
Just solar panels on people's roofs?
Yeah, exactly. And so I think as we get sort of more comfortable with this idea and we start seeing it implemented more, that the rules will be shaped and become a little more clear and maybe more consistent across the states as well. And so I think that it's kind of a work in progress on that end.